This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 7:17. You're listening to the evening edition with Sharmila and Lynn. And now, a proposed undersea tunnel between Malacca and Indonesia.
Yeah, so the Malacca government has said that there are plans to build this undersea tunnel across the Straits of Malacca. And this is, of course, for a rail system network that would link Malacca with Dumai in Indonesia. And the tunnel will cut down on the travel distance between Malacca and Kota Dumai to about 47 kilometres. We were looking this up earlier because we ourselves have not made the trek. And it appears that at the moment, the way people get across is via ferry, and that takes about 2 hours or so. And the project is expected to help to boost Malacca's gross domestic product growth.
So in terms of implementation, Datuk Sri Ab Rauf Yusoh, who is Malacca's Senior Executive Counselor for Investment, Industry and Entrepreneur Development, said that one company so far has shown interest in the project but could only meet half of the cost. So the project will also, of course, first require approval from the Indonesian government. Now, if all of that happens, construction is expected to take 4 to 5 years. Now, this isn't the first time plans to link Malacca and Dumai have been proposed. Back in 1995, there was a proposal to construct a Malacca-Dumai bridge, but that was abandoned because of the 1997 Asian financial crisis. And then in 2006, that plan was revitalized by then Chief Minister Tun Sri Setia, Dr. Mohammad Ali Rustam, but received a lot of objections, and so that was abandoned then as well. There are also concerns about ecosystems and marine biodiversity in terms of what this project could do. So a lot to unpack. Quite an interesting one, I must say, but not something that we're experts in ourselves. So very shortly, we will be joined by Dr. Ahmad Farhan Mohamad Sadullah, Professor of Transport Engineering at University Science Malaysia. But we'd like to hear from you. Do you think this project is a good idea? Call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Now, on the line with us is Dr. Ahmad Farhan Mohamad Sadullah, Professor of Transport Engineering at USM. Prof, thanks for joining us today.
Hi, good evening all.
So what are your first impressions of this project and what it aims to do?
I'm surprised. Again, like you, I have never used this route before, so I do not know the existing demand. But maybe we should always look at historically why a bridge or a link is being made, right? A link is being made between two masses of land when there is an existing need to get to the other side, right? And which otherwise would require a longer route. So an obvious solution is to link them up so that we have a faster route. So like the Penang Bridge, we used ferry before and there is an existing demand, so therefore there was the need. So I'm not sure whether that is the justification used for this link. And as you rightly said, this is a recurring agenda for many decades. Whether the original intention is still the same or not. But what has been cited is about economic growth, which means there must be an existing traveling demand between the two places. Okay. What I know is usually it is for our mates to go back, you know, they use that route either legally or illegally. And so I think that is something that I couldn't establish, but I hope the proponent of the project have studied the demand, because, you know, you also talk about the cost, the business model, and even for an existing high demand travel, we see that the rate of return the ROI for infrastructure project is not easy to meet. Okay, so I think, and this is even more challenging because of the nature of the link. It is a tunnel. It is about 47 kilometers and. And if it happens, it's going to be only the third longest in the world at the moment. So, and in one of the busiest maritime routes. So I think these are all things that has to be looked at before they proceed, I hope.
You know, we talked about the bridge earlier, but from a construction point of view then, what is the value of going with a tunnel as opposed to a bridge as was previously proposed?
Bridge. The bridge will have more a permanent disruption because the structure will be there, and like the Penang Bridge, you cannot have ships go through the channel, right? Because of course, with the bridge, sedimentation happens. That's the history of Penang Bridge, and it's no longer it's shallow, not deep enough for big cruisers, and that's why Penang Port has to be where it is, right? And the route going out is only through the north. So that permanent barrier, from my quick reading after you invited me tonight, has been the main obstacle in terms of the previous idea of a bridge, because during construction itself, it would be horrendous for the traffic, the maritime traffic. And after the construction, you will have a permanent structure there that will hamper the full capacity of the strait. And as we know, the Straits of Malacca is not that wide and it's already congested. And perhaps the maritime authority may need to have their views on that. So a tunnel would be a better option in terms of circumventing that issue. But of course, it gives more challenges. I'm not sure what is the depth of Straits of Malacca, because to do a tunnel, they have to go down below the water and into the land, the mass, to do the tunnel. And of course, there are a lot of challenges, even though the engineering world have proven that it can be done. But during construction, again, there'll be a lot of issues and So in a way, to answer your question, those are the benefits between the two. But and as you can see, if we read the bridge would be longer compared to a tunnel, because a tunnel would be a more direct link, but perhaps more expensive, definitely.
How ready are we to take on this mega project, and what level of involvement will we need from Indonesia?
Okay, of course, the business model must be right because demand is unclear. Any proponent of the project will definitely see it as a business proposition, and definitely through tolling. Usually in the world, any kind of tunnel will have some form of tolling for in terms of perhaps build operate transfer measure so that they can get back their profit. But again, the demand must be there. And whether we are ready in terms of financial capabilities is one thing. And of course, since like the Channel Tunnel, I'm more familiar with the Channel Tunnel because I was there in the UK, and we can follow the history of the Channel Tunnel. It is also long. It's longer. It's about 50 kilometers. And yet there were a lot of issues to agree between two countries, okay, because they have to share and both parties must see equivalent benefit. And I think this we have gone through with Singapore for the two recent initiatives that we have done with Singapore, the link, the Johor link, and also the HSR. And as you know, the quantum of this project would be similar to perhaps a HSR project. So therefore, the business sense will be bigger, more risk, and whether the two countries are ready to do so. An interesting article that I read, a journal paper that did a feasibility study for links between Dumai of between Sumatra and Malaysia, looked at the growth, you know, what is the supporting network, okay? Because you Dumai compared to Malacca is so far apart. I mean, Malacca is thriving. Dumai, I was told, is a smallish town, and it is not connected to any of the big cities in Sumatra. So you are talking about linkage, okay, and that will incur more cost to the Indonesian government. For Malaysia, it's okay. I mean, you land in Malacca, you are right in the middle of the network, you are in the plus network, and you can get to anywhere. But this is a rail system now, okay? We do not have such network for rail. So I guess if this project were to be realized, you need to also look at the connectivity. And the connectivity, of course, has to be rail. And as you know, our rail network is good, but not enough to provide a seamless link. That channel tunnel, or even the one in Japan, the one that link Honshu and Hokkaido is, because it has a good network to support it. So I guess, you know, you cannot look at this as an isolation. Of course, some company will suggest it, but I hope the Ministry of Transport will look at the bigger picture of the positives and the negative sides of things.
Prof, we have just a minute and a bit left with you. So there are concerns that the tunnel would affect the marine ecosystem. What environmental issues might arise here, and what safeguards need to be put in place?
Oh yeah, definitely during construction. And whenever we disturb the ecosystem, there will be changes. Okay, like when I said, when I gave an example of the Penang Bridge, the ecosystem is disturbed through sedimentation. Okay, and when sedimentation happens, things changes. So I guess, it will have some effect perhaps on the marine ecosystem, but a fuller study needs to be done. I'm not an expert in that area, but again, this all needs to be looked into. And but I'm more concerned about the actual benefit of having it, because infrastructure is not cheap. You do not want to have something that is underutilized, and you lose everything. You lose in every sense, because it doesn't serve all the mentioned objectives. So like, you know, please do a proper feasibility study, an independent one, please do not be influenced by people who wants to influence the situation and try to prove that there is demand. So that perhaps is my advice to the project proponents.
Prof, thanks for speaking with us today.
Thank you.
That was Dr. Ahmad Farhan Mohamad Sadullah, Professor of Transport Engineering at USM, weighing in on a proposed undersea tunnel connecting Malacca and Indonesia. Do weigh in if you have thoughts. Keep it here on The Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.